The Gospel reading according to John, chapter 1, verse 19. This is the testimony given by John the Baptist when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the path of the Lord.' As the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The word of the Lord. The evening before Christmas Eve, I took some of the children, who are our neighbors, off to the planetarium to see the children's Christmas program done in laser lights in the Stardome. They were all quite excited, and so was I. There were two half-hour programs. The first one was about Santa Claus and Snowman and Rudolph, Santa's dwarfs, and all that sort of stuff, with music accompanying the very rapid lights shining on the dome of the planetarium. The second half was about the way the astronomers today use the tracking of the planet cycles to try and identify the exact date that Jesus was born. So it was all very exciting for the children, and the lights were quite strong. The seats were lovely, laid-back, comfy ones, and I dozed off to sleep. So I missed the last half of the first program and a good first half of the second program. And when the show ended, the children leapt up in delight to say, "Sister Joan went to sleep." It was the highlight of the evening for, I think, nearly everyone in the whole theatre there. However, I did catch the end of the program, and it showed how the convergence of Jupiter and Saturn within a constellation of Pisces, which at that time was a symbol for Israel, the convergence of the two planets was particularly bright. It circled our Earth three times during the year, and that explains why the wise men had set out so early looking for this star and the portent that it would bring about and the birth of a new king. And so it disappeared. It came again in September. They lost it again. And it came again in December, very strongly shining over Bethlehem. I found all of this quite fascinating because in New Zealand this year we had the convergence, a small convergence, of three planets low in the sky during our winter. I think they were Venus and Mars and the very tiny one at the lower end, I think, was Jupiter. These two converging at the time of the birth of Jesus are thought to be Jupiter and Saturn, and were shining very brightly for quite some time. And this gospel reading we had today comes at the convergence we have of significant times. We're just starting the new year. We're on the eve of the Epiphany, and there's John the Baptist proclaiming the Word made flesh, leading people towards someone else. John the Baptist has, you must admit, he has great honesty and self-knowledge. He knew his place. He was not the big one. He was just pointing to the one who was to come. He was the witness to the true light. And so in today's life, we have the bright shining star of the Epiphany. We're celebrating the Word become flesh. And we have Pope Francis calling us to a year of mercy. Now, you could be like me and just go off to sleep during all these things. I have many excuses for going to sleep. You know, it's quite warm at this time of year in New Zealand. The pre-Christmas rush is always a very busy time. The strength of those lights makes one want to go doze off to sleep. But if John the Baptist could witness to all these things in his humility and self-knowledge, what excuses have we got?